You're listening to SBS News.
Suicide has a devastating impact on family and friends, and the issue is particularly acute in Indigenous communities, where 1 in 20 deaths is due to suicide, compared to 1 in 50 in the general population. Men are more likely to take their own lives, with the Australian Bureau of Statistics reporting in 2017 that 75% of people who died by suicide were male. Former rugby league player Joe Williams welcomes the government focus on the issue. As an Indigenous man, Joe Williams is continuing to deal with depression after attempting to end his life in 2012 and says it's been a learning process since then, trying to maintain good mental health.
Now, some years on, I'm in a much better place, but, you know, I'm not fixed. So it's a continual process of being able to look at yourself and continually be aware of different things and different measures that you've got to keep on top of. You know, for me, I still go through it on a daily level. It's just that I'm lucky that I'm fairly aware of my own mental well-being space that I know when I'm starting to drift down a little bit, and I can put in the certain things to help me, you know, be at the top of my game.
Joe Williams says awareness is no longer the issue, with awareness programs already having done their job. He says it's time now for more targeted intervention projects.
Well, the blunt point is we can't have more awareness. The awareness is there. You know, we need education help programs that help enable our people to get out of a dark place, enable anyone to get out of a dark place. You know, when we're talking about stigma and you know, mental health awareness, everyone knows about it now. It's about, you know, being able to get out of the dark times and to identify with each other, you know.
The World Health Organization estimates there are close to 800,000 deaths by suicide every year. WHO says 79% of global suicides occur in low and middle income countries, mainly among younger men. But the organization says only a limited number of countries have good quality data about the issue. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the appointment of Christine Morgan, the current Chief Executive of the National Mental Health Commission, as Australia's National Suicide Prevention Advisor, will play a key role in tackling Australia's suicide rate.
We need to make this conversation as normal as anything else. In the same way we have physical illnesses, we need to engage with the issues of our mental health and well-being in exactly the same way. You know, I go swimming pretty much every day. I do that for two reasons. One, to stay physically healthy, and the other one is to stay mentally healthy. And we all have our own regimes and our own ways of looking after our well-being. And this is going to be a very important focus of the government over the next 3 years.
Neves Murray is the CEO of the Suicide Prevention Line. She says the appointment of Miss Morgan will result in a better understanding of which members of the population are at risk.
It's not just about mental health issues. For example, we saw in the last coronial data that people who die by suicide, only 40% of those have a diagnosed depression. So really, suicide prevention is much broader than just about people's mental health.
If listeners would like further information, they can contact Lifeline on 13 11 14. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.